Blog Talk Radio.
Changing sports, one episode at a time. It's sports time with John and Milo.
Woo!
I'm John and...
I'm Milo.
How'd you like that, man? I think that's my best intro yet.
Yeah.
That was a good one. You want to do it next week? Work up to it because you got to think of something unique.
Yeah.
And the people will go, oh, my gosh, those guys are amazing. It's sports time with John and Milo. We got a lot to talk about, buddy. And so we're looking at, it's about, what is it today, the 8th of June and 2023. The NBA basketball season has been going on since November of 2022. And that's one thing I like about the season. It takes forever, but there are days, Milo, when I think, why do they even have a regular season? Why don't they just have a playoffs? But I guess they need that in order to have a playoff. So they have 80-something games, and then the Cavaliers play like they've never seen a basketball before, and then things go on. But what we're experiencing right now, we're seeing some good basketball. I've watched this is game – last night was game three. And that's kind of how all of the games in the NBA should be played, but they aren't. But they are being played this way because there's a lot at stake and teams are not taking terribly bad shots. They're playing good defense. There's a lot of – the coaches are playing a lot of players in and out, trying to get a rhythm. And you're seeing some of the best play that I've seen out of some individuals in a long time. And I know that your team is down 1-2, buddy, but Milo is a Miami Heat fan. But the cool thing of it is that your team is in the finals. And they did win a game at Denver, so that's really big. And they came home and last night lost the game 109-94. Denver was on fire last night. They had a good game plan. What's that? You're crying.
They couldn't miss.
Tears of sadness. Yeah, it's one of those things where, you know, like I've been watching basketball a long time, and it's just a lot of – when you get to this point, you don't want to waste any movements or any times because these guys are tired. They've been playing a long time. I mean, they've been playing longer than anyone in the league. But you have to use your players intelligently and so that they don't waste a lot of energy. And if I can get his name right, is that Nikolai Jovic?
Nikola Jokic.
Jokic. I was close. Nikolai Jokic is incredible. I mean, last night, buddy, he had, I have it written down here somewhere, he had 32 points, 21 rebounds, and 10 assists. What do you think of that?
Wow.
I know.
That's a lot.
Yeah, that's a lot. And he's 6'11", 284 pounds.
6'11".
Yeah, he's 6'11". And he can play. They used him a lot. They pull him out to the one and two to get the play going. So he's good enough that he can handle the ball at that size. And a lot of times when you get players that are that big, they aren't really good at dribbling the ball or handling the ball. You get them under the basket, get them low, and they're good in that restricted area. But Nikolai is he's a native Serbian from his country of Serbia. And then you throw in Murray, who had, I think he had 30. Yeah, he had 34 points and 10 rebounds and 10 assists. So when you have that kind of output, my friend, from two players, they were saying it's very rare in the NBA Finals to have two players on the same team have a triple-double. So that was pretty amazing. Have you been able to watch any of it, or what do you think so far?
Well, I've been watching a lot of it, and I feel pretty good for Miami.
Yeah, I do too. I seriously do. I like the way they're playing. I think Spoelstra has got them playing well, and they look good. They just got outplayed last night, like you said earlier. They couldn't miss, and when you get a team, you know, that's gelling like that, that's playing that well, hardly anybody could beat a team like that. But so when's the next game? Tomorrow night, I think? Friday night?
Oh.
And, yeah, Friday night at 8:30, you have game four of the NBA Finals. That'll be fun to watch. There's something special about, you know, the finals. I mean, you have a lot of celebrities go to games and watch the games, but it's just fun to watch. And when you have a superstar like Jokic, he just makes it more fun to watch. Although there's a lot of players, Jimmy Butler, there's a lot of good players. And I think it's one of the things, Milo, I think that people want to see is just good games. They want to see competitive games. They don't want to see a blowout. They don't want to see a team dominate. And I think that's what we've seen so far. We've seen a pretty even two teams. Both teams are playing good defense. Both teams are working the ball around. Well, what do you think the key is, Milo, for Miami to win this game four?
Don't take Jimmy Butler out of the game.
Don't take him out?
No. I'll be a big mistake. You guys will be cuckoo.
Cuckoo. He's, man, I tell you what, man, when he's on, he's incredible. And he's just so smooth.
Yeah.
And I think you're right. They need to get him the ball. You've heard the terminology work through a player. So that means for him to touch the ball in almost every possession, to work through him, to get him, you know, to activate the offense and to get it moving. Eric Spoelstra is a good coach. He's a young guy. He actually was the coach of LeBron James when he was at Miami. And they won an NBA championship there. That's how old I am, and that's how old LeBron is. LeBron's won a championship at Cleveland, Miami, and now he's trying to get one at Los Angeles, but I'm not sure if that's going to happen. Have you heard the rumors that he and, what's his name, are going to Dallas? Kyrie Irving? It's just a rumor. I mean, it's nothing.
No.
You haven't heard that yet?
Free- Kyrie Irving is a free agent.
Yeah, and I think LeBron's contract's up.
It is.
Yeah, so there you go, man. They could go anywhere they wanted. LeBron's at the point where he's probably in his last couple years in the league. And what would you think of him going to Cleveland? Do you think that would be a good idea?
No.
No, I don't either, actually. I kind of like to see Cleveland. I think they have the people in place. Yeah, he would be like a get all the attention and kind of take away from the offensive flow that they have right now. So I kind of agree with you there. It would be good for ticket sales. They would sell out every game, and then, I think that means a lot to the owner. But yeah, that's pretty cool. So we have right now the Nuggets up 2-1 over the Miami Heat. Game four is tomorrow night, probably on ABC Channel 6. Friday night at 8:30, and that's a late start for an old man, dude. I like to see him start about 6, so I could watch the whole game. But it gets to be about 10:30, 11 o'clock, and I'm like, okay, this is too late for me. But I don't know, man. I don't make those calls. So as far as the NBA goes, I guess the only other thing we have to talk about with the NBA is the draft coming up. And that's at the end of this month. And I don't know for sure the date. I think it's around the 27th, something like that. It's going to be a pretty good draft. I always watch it every year. I love watching it. I'm not really sure why, but probably because, Milo, when the Cavs were so bad that they had the top pick every year because they stunk, and I would go, oh, man, they're going to get a good player and turn the whole thing around. But they actually did that, so that's pretty cool. So as far as that goes, we have the draft. The draft will take place on June 22nd. I was just a little off. The first pick in the draft is the San Antonio Spurs, and they have the top. What are you doing, man?
Victor Wembanyama.
Yeah. Seven, four. Victor Wembanyama. Wembanyama. What's cool about that? Wembanyama. What's cool about that is he's young. He's like, I don't even think he's in his 20s yet. It's like 18 or 19 years old. He's 7'4", and he plays at the two guard. So that alone will cause a lot of people to watch the NBA. The second projected draft is Brendan Miller from Alabama. Scoot Henderson, who played this year in the NBA G League, which is their development league. It used to be called the D League, but then Gatorade bought it out, and they call it the G League. Little known things that you'll learn when you listen to It's Sports Time with John and Milo. We tell you all kinds of stuff. Amon Thompson, Jerace Walker, a lot of players I've never heard of. Cam Whitmore from Villanova, and Cason Wallace from Kentucky. Kentucky always has good players, and they always do well in the NBA. I don't see anybody from the Buckeyes. Trace Jackson Davis from Indiana is projected in the top 25 to go. And the Cleveland Cavaliers don't pick until the 49th pick. So that's that's because they've done so well, and then they trade off a lot of crap. And when you make the playoffs, you know, you don't – they make it so that the worst teams get the first pick, so – anywho, so that'll be fun to watch, to see Victor come out there and put his hat on. Looks like he's going to San Antonio. That's what they're picking. He's from France. He probably doesn't even speak English, but maybe he does. Who knows? I don't know that.
He does.
He does. He speaks English. He probably lives over here. Okay. I'm glad you know that. Okay, so anything else, buddy, you would like to add into the NBA? And when we come back, we want to talk about your week with the Life Sports Camp. But
okay.
we wanted to talk about the NBA. Anything you'd like to add to that?
No.
You're good?
Yeah.
Okay, we'll be right back. We're going to take a short music break. You're listening to It's Sports Time with John and Milo on John Talk Radio on the 8th of June, 2023. And we'll be right back after this quick music break. And you're back on It's Sports Time with John and Milo. We do this every Thursday night at 7 o'clock. We'd love to have you visit us, and you can call in if you want to. The number is 877-694-5613. You can be a part of this show, and you can talk sports with us. We'd love to talk sports. The first part of the show, we talked about the NBA with the Denver Nuggets and the Miami Heat and a really good NBA series, and we're glad to see that. A competitive series, which game four will be tomorrow night, Friday night at 8:30. So we'll talk about that next week. Milo, I heard by a little birdie that you had a nice week this week, that you were in a sports camp, a live sports camp. Would you like to talk about that a little bit?
So, on the first day, we did football, and it was really fun. And, like, you get badges for every time you do something good. And we have sets there. The sets are social responsibility. Or no, sorry. Self-control. Effort. Teamwork. And so social responsibility. And then, like, we, and then we, I have 5 Ohio State badges, because if you do something good, you get an Ohio State badge with one of the sets on them. I have 3 self-control and 2 teamwork.
Man, that's really great. Congratulations.
Thank you.
So, for people that are listening in, this is at the Ohio State University, correct?
It's through OSU.
Okay.
They come to Dublin.
Okay, so they are
at
Dublin.
Davidson
Middle School. So, that's
Davis.
Really cool. Talk about... So they're teaching you self-discipline and teamwork and all these things. And those are really, really cool things, Milo, to learn in sports. But one of the most important things is that it teaches you how to live your life. You can take those principles, you can take that idea and those disciplines and apply that to everyday life, because there's going to be all kinds of things happening in your life. You're a young guy, but when they teach you these things and you see adults doing these things, so the coaches and the different players around you, and you see that what it's like to work in the real world where everything doesn't go your way, but you have control over your life. You can make the right decisions. What are some of the most fun things you've learned at the camp?
Basketball. Lacrosse.
Ooh, I like that. Talk about lacrosse for a little bit.
So when you're trying to run to score a goal, you need to shuffle. Not like touch your feet, shuffle. You just need to shuffle the lacrosse, rattle the lacrosse stick. And when you pass it, you have to flick at the wrist. Like the flick at the flick at the flick at the wrist. And same with shooting, you have to have the flick at the flick at the flick at the flick at the wrist.
That's cool. So they break down all into different sports. So lacrosse, basketball, what are some of the other sports?
We haven't done them yet. It's same 3 sports every week.
Okay, so what's the third sport?
Football.
Okay. That's cool. Football, basketball, and lacrosse.
Then we have chalk and talk and health and fitness, breakfast, and we have lunch.
Do they talk about nutrition?
No.
Well, that's probably a part of lunch and breakfast. I mean, it's how you eat foods that actually help your body and make you stronger. But it's been pretty good weather. Is it outside or inside?
Okay.
What's that?
Outside.
Okay.
Outside and inside.
So do you do it again next week?
Yeah, well, no, I won't be able to do it next week.
Okay. How many weeks is it altogether? Just 2?
4.
4. Oh, that's good. Well, I'm really glad you could do that. That's, like, excellent. And you'll meet a lot of good people, and it's always good to get out and learn new things. And I think, if I'm not mistaken, Dublin has a pretty good lacrosse team. And they've done pretty well. Do you agree with that?
Yeah.
That's kind of a cool sport. I think lacrosse and rugby are two sports that aren't that popular here in the United States, but they're really good sports, especially lacrosse, because you have to be really in good shape. And I'm sure you probably found that out. Keep yourself hydrated. Okay. Anything else you'd like to say about your live sports? We're really proud of you. You're doing great. Anything to add?
Nope.
Okay. Well, we got a couple minutes left in the show tonight. We just want to thank everybody for listening. And John and Milo like to talk sports. So, but there's nothing more important than what Milo's doing with the live sports team. And that's just really awesome. It makes me very proud. So we do talk a little bit about the USFL. It's at the point right now where you have two divisions, the North Division. The Philadelphia Stars are 4-4. The Michigan, I can't believe I said the word Michigan. The Michigan Panthers are 3-5. The New Jersey Generals are 2-6. And the Pittsburgh Maulers are at 2-6. In the South Division, the Birmingham Stallions at 6-2, Houston Gamblers at 5-3, the New Orleans Breakers at 5-3, and the Memphis Showboats at 5-3. So South Division is doing pretty good there. We'll keep an eye on that as the world turns and as we keep watching. We kept up with the XFL pretty good, and if you like football, it's not the greatest, but it's something to watch. Anything to add on the USFL, Milo?
Nope.
Okay. All right. So there's not a lot of really cool stuff going on in Major League Baseball, except for the Cincinnati Reds. The Cincinnati Reds have actually, they lost today 6-0 to the Dodgers, but they won the series with the Dodgers, and they won both games before that in a dramatic fashion. And one of the big things, Milo, is that there's a person that has joined the Cincinnati Reds from the minor leagues. You know how that works, how they start off with the single A, double A, triple A, and then they go into the major leagues. Ellie De La Cruz is a player that came up from Louisville, I believe, and is playing for the Reds, and he's doing really great. And people are thinking he's going to be the next big superstar player. So everybody remember, you heard it here, Ellie De La Cruz. Watched him play the other night. He looked really good. So that's with the Reds. I don't know too much about what's going on outside of the Reds, but let's see. The Guardians have they're playing right now, it looks like, with the Boston Red Sox, and
Red Sox.
They beat the Red Sox Wednesday, 5-2, and they're standing at 28 wins and 33 losses. That's pretty close to where the Reds are. I think it's actually right there. The Reds are 29-34, so one game off. But actually, that's not too bad. The Reds, Milo, are still only 5 games out of first. Might seem like a lot, buddy, but it could be a lot worse than that. So it was kind of exciting to watch them. We watched them the other night, and they looked really good, and the crowd was into it. And that's a couple of slow years for the Reds, but they looked pretty good last couple of games up until today. Okay, so you know what time it is?
It's yoke time, John and Milo.
Yeah, it's yoke time because of Nikolai Jokovic. Yoke time. That was a yoke. Not a good one. Okay, so it's the time where where I usually tell jokes and Milo like scratches his head and thinks that's a joke, but we do the best we can. So it's joke time on it's joke time with John and Milo. Yoke time. This big news. This really, really big news. One of the area's known art he draws pictures. That's what he's known for as an artist. One of the area's known artists has gone missing. Milo, he's gone missing. They don't know where he is. This is part of the joke, so you gotta help me out. Yeah. You know what the police have found out? The artist has gone missing, but they don't know too much about it because the details are sketchy.
That's actually funny.
Okay, I'm glad you got that. I'm personally glad that I've learned American Sign Language. I'm really glad that I know sign language. This is part of the joke. I really don't. It's come in pretty handy. Okay. It just gets worse from here. I don't know if you knew this, Milo, but I'm reading a book on anti-gravity.
No, you're not.
Yeah, I'm reading a book on anti-gravity. It's impossible to put down. Get it? Anti-gravity. Okay. So I think after the show's over, I'm going to go stand outside. Okay? I'm just going to go stand outside. And if Grandma asks you where I am, you tell her I'm outstanding. Did you get that one? I'm going to go stand outside. Okay.
Yeah.
It gets worse, people. Did you hear about the man who lost his entire left side? The entire left side. He lost his whole left side. Did you hear about that?
No, and I don't.
He's all right now. He lost his whole left side, but he's all right now. All right. Get it? He lost his left side. Okay. And the grand finale of jokes tonight. Let me see if I can get any worse than I've already done. I kind of doubt it. Okay. The last joke of tonight, if you want to call them that. Somebody came to my door today, Milo. I was just hanging out here at the house, and he asked for a donation for the local swimming pool. Somebody came to the door today, Milo, and they asked for a donation for the local swimming pool. Help me out here, buddy.
Why?
So I said, okay. So I gave him a glass of water.
That's funny.
Hey, Milo, what'd the baseball glove say to the baseball, buddy?
Catch you later.
You later.